By the way, just as a quick, yeah, thank you. Welcome everybody to the annual council meeting of Monday, 26th of April, 2021. Of course, as usual, I need to remind councillors on how the meeting will be conducted. Could I remind all councillors that in accordance with the virtual meeting protocol, they should keep their microphones on mute at all times, unless I have called upon them to speak on an item. Councillors will use the raised hands function to indicate that they wish to speak. I'll say their name out, inviting them to speak. And once a councillor has finished, please put yourself back on mute. Please bear in mind the need for professional behaviour throughout the meeting. For the duration of the meeting, councillors should avoid mouthing comments, making non-verbal gestures, including facial expressions, which may be interpreted as rude, disrespectful, or offensive. That's under the Rule 19, Councillors' Code of Conduct, for the pursuance of that. Please ensure your camera is on throughout the meeting and your head and shoulders are visible. Please ensure that no one, including pets, are present in the room with you. Please switch off all mobile telephones and all the devices to avoid unnecessary interruptions and background noise. This includes smart speakers. If a council loses the internet connection, I'll propose a short adjournment to allow the councillor to rejoin the meeting. For the avoidance of doubt, I will indicate at the end of the debate that I can no longer see any raised hands in the participants list, and if anyone wishes to speak on them, then I shall, you know, just say that's that. The usual rules of debate apply at Rule 16. Each councillor may speak only once for a maximum of 10 minutes during a debate on any item. The chat facility must not be used, or should not be used. Voting will take place by name vote. Democratic Services will call out each name in alphabetical order. Each councillor should then unmute, indicate whether they are voting, of course, against, abstaining, or for the vote, and then mute themselves. Okay, please remain silent. I believe our chaplain, Reverend Robin Trotter, is here. He's going to now take prayers.
Thank you very much for your invitation, Mr. Mayor. I think we will all be aware that your year of service to our borough, and more than year, has been a most difficult time for pretty well everyone. And I thought we might start this meeting and this time of prayer with a short silence for us to reflect on all the suffering of so many people and those we have lost in the past year. So can I ask for perhaps nearly a minute's silence? I'll time it roughly. Thank you very much. But apart from the sorrows and losses of the past year, there is much to be thankful for. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work and service of our Mayor Colin and Jean the Mayoress. And we thank you at this time for the signs of hope, freedom and recovery that are all around us. We pray for the continued recovery and well-being of our borough, for our shops, businesses, pubs and restaurants, places of entertainment, for our schools and our colleges, and for all our health and social services, which have been so stressed in the past few months. Grant to this council, in the year ahead, wisdom in its deliberations, and may its decisions, as always, be for the good of all. And so, as we look to the future, we pray for the coming of the kingdom, in the words Jesus himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all this night and always. Amen. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Reverend Robin, and thank you very much for leading our prayers in the past past year. So thank you very much indeed.
It has been a pleasure and a privilege.
Thank you. You are, as always, quite okay to stay or go. It's entirely up to yourself. Thank you. We are also going to mark with a minute's silence today, of course, to show some respect to the passing of His Royal Highness Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, who died on the 9th of April. So I'm going to say that we're going to have also a minute's silence. I know this is unusual, but as we've just had one, but we're going to do it again, please. So please be silent and for 1 minute. Thank you. Okay, thank you, councillors and officers as well, of course. So we're now going to refer to the agenda. Item number one, apologies for absence. Invite Chief Executive. Are there any apologies?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Apologies have been received from Councillor Walker.
Thank you. Item number two. Declarations of interest. Does anyone know? I can't see any other screen. Andrea, can you see anyone that's got their hand up? I cannot see. No, indeed. Okay. So, item number three, to approve the minutes of the council meeting held on the 1st of March 2021. I'm going to propose that we accept the minutes. Could I have a seconder, please? Councillor McGarry, thank you. Okay, we shall now go to the vote. Andrea, can you read out the names, please?
Thank you. Councillor Aykroyd?
Four.
Councillor Allen?
Four.
Councillor Ashcroft?
Four.
Councillor Barker?
4.
Councillor Beach?
4.
Councillor Brady isn't present. Councillor Bilth?
4.
Councillor Chowdhury?
4.
Councillor Clark?
4.
Councillor Faulkner?
4.
Councillor Fitzpatrick?
4.
Councillor Fletcher?
4.
Councillor Florence Jukes?
4.
Councillor Gaskin?
4.
Councillor Goodfellow?
4.
Councillor Gould?
4.
Councillor Grosvenor?
4.
Councillor Greg Hall?
4.
Councillor Helen Hall?
4.
Councillor Hudson?
4.
Councillor Jones?
4.
Councillor Killoran?
4.
Councillor Lamb?
4.
Councillor Legg?
4.
Councillor McGarry?
4.
Councillor McKiernan?
4.
Councillor Metcalf?
4.
Councillor Peters?
4.
Councillor Sankey?
4.
Councillor Shrive?
4.
Councillor Sylvester?
4.
Councillor Toon?
4.
Councillor Whittaker?
4.
And Councillor Wildman?
4.
Thank you. That is unanimous. Carried. Thank you.
Excellent. Item number 4, announcements from the Mayor, Leader of the Council, or the proper officer. Now, sadly, I have to inform you of the passing of Alderman Murray Nash. Murray was elected on the 9th of May of 1983, and she was made Alderman on the 27th of September 1999. I'm sure councillors and officers will join me in passing condolences to Murray's family. On a lighter note, we've got some milestones to mark. you'll have to pardon me, Councillor Fletcher. Councillor Fletcher was elected on the 6th of March. This is correct, by the way, on the 6th of March, 1986. So this marks his 35th year of service. Councillor Campbell was elected on the 17th of July, 1986. So again, making his 35th year of service to our council. Councillor Michael Fitzpatrick was elected on the 8th of May, 1991, marking his 30th year of service. I'm sure you'll, as councillors, yes, indeed, absolutely. All join me in congratulating them on their long service. I'm not sure that I will ever get that far, but well done to you all. At our next face-to-face meeting that one day we will have, you will receive certificates of recognition of your long service. Thank you. So, item number 5.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, indeed.
Can I just say thank you for the advance warning, because we'll know that we've got time to prepare something to say.
Okay, right. Sorry about that. Okay. So, motion on notice then. I'm going to invite the leader, Councillor Duncan Goodfellow, to propose this motion, which is detailed at item number 5 on the agenda for the meeting.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to propose that Council resolves that all appointments continue to run until the June Ordinary Council meeting, that the Constitution be adopted at the June meeting, and in the meantime the Constitution remain as adopted in December, and that dates of remaining Ordinary Council meetings for the year be approved at the June Ordinary meeting. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. Can I have a seconder for that motion? Can't see any hand up. So if you want to put your hand up, if you want a second. Okay, Councillor Sankey. Thank you. Would any councillor like to speak on this motion? Councillor Grosvenor, you can go first, please.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I can't support this motion tonight. Quite frankly, I do think it's a disgrace we're having this meeting this evening, and it's been brought forward from May. We had a meeting last year which we should have cancelled, but we didn't, when the government put us into lockdown. Tonight, the government have taken us out of lockdown, and we're bringing forward a meeting that we could have held in public. I don't think it's right. I think it's a disgrace we're having a meeting, an AGM, in the middle of an election period. That's going to affect two councillors who are standing for election in this upcoming election. And I would request that the council does not publish any details of tonight's meeting because we're in the priority period and the decisions taken tonight will affect those two councillors. Like I say, it's an absolute disgrace, I think, that we're bringing forward this meeting to have it in virtual when we could have had it quite properly in May. And I can't support this motion this evening.
Okay, Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I do support this motion. I don't agree with Councillor Grosvenor. I think we're still at a very difficult time in this pandemic. I think the public and councillors do need to be very sensible until things, you know, get better. I think it's a necessary precaution, a very sensible approach where the business that needs to be done will be done at a physical meeting, most likely next month. So I'm very happy to support this motion. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Fitzpatrick. Councillor Florence Dukes.
Thank you, Mayor. Yeah, I do question what is the point in us having meetings where we decide on diary dates for meetings, for them to be changed by a minority of people, the mayors, opposition members, the current leader and so on. What is the point in us voting collectively as a council for that decision to be overruled? I'd also question the reasoning behind why we can't have a physical meeting in more or less a month's time, where we can have one a month later when the argument is that more people will be vaccinated by them. If we look around our council chamber, I'm sure most of us will have received our vaccines by now, most that is. I just can't see the argument for putting it off. If you're telling me that absolutely we're going to have a physical meeting in June, but can anybody say that? Or is it going to be another deferral when we get to June, as it's still not safe? These aren't the government guidelines, by the way. We're going against the government guidelines by deferring this meeting. So I would question as to the morality of deferring it on the basis that more people will be injected or vaccinated after that point, when clearly there's enough that are at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Florence Dukes. Councillor Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm very happy to support this motion. I think it's a very sensible proposal given the situation that the country finds itself in. I happen to believe that a number of members would feel and find it far more comfortable to continue doing business virtually. And at this point, we don't know whether or not we can continue meeting virtually after the elections in May. So this is a sensible compromise workaround, let's say, to meet virtually whilst we know we can. And then by June, we'll hopefully be out of the woods, let's say, and more people vaccinated and more safer environment to conduct business. So I'm very happy to support the motion, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Allen. Anyone else? Okay, I can't see any other hands up. We'll now go to the vote. Andrea, Democratic Services Officer, could you please read out the names, please?
Thank you. Councillor Ackroyd.
Four.
Councillor Allen.
Four.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Four.
Councillor Barker.
Four.
Councillor Beach.
Four.
Councillor Bilf.
Four.
Councillor Chowdhury.
Four.
Councillor Clark.
Four.
Councillor Faulkner.
Four.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Four.
Councillor Fletcher.
Four.
Councillor Florence Jukes.
Yes.
Councillor Gaskin.
Four.
Councillor Goodfellow.
Four.
Councillor Gould.
Four.
Councillor Grosvenor.
Against.
Councillor Greg Hall.
Four.
Councillor Helen Hall.
Four.
Councillor Hudson.
Four.
Councillor Jones.
Four.
Councillor Killoran.
Four.
Councillor Lamb.
Four.
Councillor Legg.
Four.
Councillor McGarry.
Four.
Councillor McKiernan.
Four.
Councillor Metcalf.
Councillor Metcalf?
I think he's...
Have we lost his...
He may have lost his connection.
Carry on and then we'll...
Continue.
We'll
go through it now. Okay. Councillor Peters?
Four.
Councillor Sankey?
Four.
Councillor Shrive?
Against.
Councillor Sylvester.
Four.
Councillor Toon.
Four.
Councillor Whittaker.
Four.
And Councillor Wildman.
I'm four.
Mr. Mayor, yes. Councillor Metcalf, are you able to...
I am, yes, four. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Mayor, that is carried. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so item number six, urgent business. I don't believe there is any urgent business. So we'll move to item number seven, questions. And we have no monitoring officer. Have we received any questions? I don't believe we have.
No, we have not, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Okay, this brings us to item number eight, the election of the 29th Mayor of the Borough of East Staffordshire. Could I have a proposer for Councillor Patricia Ackroyd, please? Councillor Jones?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to propose Councillor Patricia Ackroyd as the next Mayor of East Staffordshire. I know there are some who consider the office of Mayor to be expensive and irrelevant today, and I don't know how the last year's COVID and the horrible year that many, many people have had is going to impact on their thoughts. As I've read, you know, through our member briefings, that most of the year there have been no engagements or for the Mayor. The people in our area have not seen the Mayor out and about, and I'm sure that's been really, really frustrating, but I think everybody has had really much more significant things to worry about. But going forward, I do believe that if we are to do the job, then we need to be doing it properly. And knowing Councillor Ackroyd and the experience that she'll bring to the role, I'm confident that once we are able to be out and about again safely, she'll do an excellent job, as she did when she was Mayor some time ago. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Jones. And a seconder, please, for that. Councillor Two.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to second Councillor Ackroyd as the new mayor. I think she will do an excellent job, and I do think the mayoral job is a very important one.
Thank you, Councillor Toome. Okay, are there any other councillors who would like to speak on this motion? Councillor France Dukes, you have your hand up.
Thank you, Mayor. Only to say that I'll be voting against it. As I've previously outlined, I don't believe in the position of Mayor at the moment in from a financial perspective. I think it's a waste of money, quite frankly, and it's outdated. That's not to say that I've got anything against Councillor Ackroyd. I think she will make a good mayor, so it's nothing against her personally, but I will be voting against it. Thank you.
Councillor Fletcher.
Simply to say, Mr. Mayor, that the time for voting for or against the mayor was at the last meeting when the decision was made and everybody had the opportunity to vote then. Convention says that we all then support the newly elected mayor to be newly elected, and I should be doing that, regardless of any other opinion I may have had. And I haven't got any opinion against Councillor Ackroyd. I think sure she'll make a good mayor. But just to remind you, there's only once in the last, well, I think in the whole of the time that I've been on the council, that a group decided to vote against the appointment of a new mayor. I said it was disgraceful then. I said it the following year when that group took back control and we supported their mayor this time. And I'll keep saying it as long as people abuse that. So I think everybody have had their chance to vote for or against, they should now support it.
Thank you, Councillor Fletcher. Councillor Grosvenor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Having known Patricia for 16 years now, and I think with me, well, actually, I think I'm longest serving Conservative councillor. I think Patricia's the second longest serving Conservative councillor. Can I just say I wholly support her as being mayor this evening. When she was mayor the first time round, she did a sterling job and represented the borough as its first citizen fairly and equitably. And I fully expect her to do the same this time around in the traditions, in the fine traditions of a good mayor in representing the whole borough and being its first citizen and representing those people fairly and equitably. And also in carrying out her mayoral function in chairing these full council meetings in a fair and equitable way. She always did it previously, and I expect her to carry on that and to uphold those traditions. Bearing in mind the comments that have been made previously this evening by Councillor, I won't comment on Councillor Fletcher's issues, but with regards to the comments made by Councillor Florence Dukes in terms of whether the mayoralty is value for money or not, there is currently a review current taking place, so Councillor Ackroyd may or may not be the last mayor of this borough. If she is the last mayor, I couldn't hope for a finer last mayor of this borough than Councillor Ackroyd. So she fully gets my support this evening.
Thank you, Councillor Grosvenor. Anyone else like to speak on this? Okay, I can't see any hands. So we'll move to the vote. Please, Democratic Services Officer, Andrea.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Ackroyd.
Four.
Councillor Allen.
Four.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Four.
Councillor Barker.
Four.
Councillor Beach.
Four.
Councillor Brady.
Four.
Councillor Bilf.
Four.
Councillor Chowdhury.
Four.
Councillor Clark.
Four.
Councillor Faulkner.
Four.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Four.
Councillor Fletcher.
Four.
Councillor Florence Dukes.
Thanks.
Councillor Gaskin.
Four.
Councillor Goodfellow.
Four.
Councillor Gould.
Four.
Councillor Grosvenor.
Four.
Councillor Greg Hall.
Four.
Councillor Helen Hall.
Four.
Councillor Hudson?
Four.
Councillor Hussein? Councillor Hussein?
Okay, if you just carry on, please.
Yep. Councillor Jones?
Four.
Councillor Kilorin?
Four.
Councillor Lamb?
Four.
Councillor Legg?
Four.
Councillor McGarry?
Four.
Councillor McKiernan?
Four.
Councillor Metcalf?
Four.
Councillor Peters?
Four.
Councillor Sankey?
Four.
Councillor Shrive?
Against.
Councillor Sylvester?
Four.
Councillor Toon?
Four.
Councillor Whittaker?
Four.
Councillor Wildman?
I'm four.
Councillor Hussein, are you able to confirm how you wish to vote? Four. It's holding up.
Okay, I can't see him, so is he on the screen number two? I'm not sure whether he's
on the second screen.
Yes.
Is holding
I can see that. Okay, yes. Excellent. All right. Okay.
That is carried, Mr. Mayor. Councillor Beach has her hand up.
Yes, okay. Councillor Beach.
Sorry, can I just apologise profusely? The children shouted. I just stepped out momentarily to just double check we're okay.
That's
they're all okay. I do apologise.
That's fine. Of course. I confirm that Councillor Mrs. Patricia Ackroyd has been elected for the new mayor of the ensuing year. Yep. Congratulations. Okay, we're going to move swiftly on to item number nine, the appointment of deputy mayor for the next year. Could I have a proposer for this, please? It's Councillor Philip Hudson, as in, yes, should I say, a proposer. So, Councillor, not sure, thank you, Councillor Allen.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm just checking I've got my hand up and down at the right time. Apologies there. So, yes, I'm very happy to, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm very happy to propose Councillor Philip Hudson to support Councillor Ackroyd as mayor for this next year. As Councillor Jones has already pointed out, this year we hope will be the moment that we come out of this lockdown period. And a very difficult period where we've had to have the same mayor for 2 years. Not that I'm complaining, Mr. Mayor, but it has been a difficult period, and I can think of nobody else better than Councillor Hudson to support Councillor Ackroyd in her year as the mayor. He's a great community champion and somebody that spent his working life working on behalf of residents as a police officer. He's involved in many different volunteer organisations since he's left his service in the police. But I won't keep members any longer. Only to say I'm support Councillor Hudson to become deputy mayor next year.
Thank you, Councillor Allen, and a seconder, please. Councillor Sylvester.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. It gives me great pleasure to second the motion to elect Councillor Phil Hudson as Deputy Mayor. I've known Councillor Hudson for 2 years, but in that time, I've got to know him very well. As well as being on ESBC together, we were both on Uttoxeter Town Council together and serve on quite a few committees as well. And it gives me great pleasure, and I would know that he will do a great job as Deputy Mayor supporting Councillor Ackroyd. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Councillor Sylvester. Okay, will anyone else like to speak on this item? Councillor Franz Jukes.
Thank you, Mayor. Only to say, contrary to Councillor Fletcher saying that it's custom to vote for the Mayor, unfortunately I'm not going to be able to, not against Councillor Hudson specifically, but it is the role that I'm voting against. So it'll be a no from me. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Okay, I can't see any hands up at all. So Councillor Fletcher. Sorry, I did miss that. Yes, Councillor Fletcher.
Yeah, I accept Councillor Franz Jukes' reason for not voting. She stated quite clearly she doesn't believe in the position. She stated that beforehand, that's fine, but my previous comments about other people voting stand.
Thank you, Councillor Fletcher. Anyone else? Okay, right. I think we can go to the vote. Please, Democratic Services Officer, Andrea.
Thank you. Councillor Aykroyd.
Four.
Councillor Allen.
Four.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Four.
Councillor Barker.
Four.
Councillor Beach.
Four.
Councillor Brady.
Four.
Councillor Bilf.
Four.
Councillor Chowdhury.
Four.
Councillor Clark.
Four.
Councillor Faulkner.
Four.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Four.
Councillor Fletcher.
Four.
Councillor Florence Jukes.
Against.
Councillor Gaskin.
Four.
Councillor Goodfellow.
Four.
Councillor Gould.
Four.
Councillor Grosvenor.
Against.
Councillor Greg Hall.
Four.
Councillor Helen Hall.
Four.
Councillor Hudson.
Four.
Councillor Hussein.
Four.
Councillor Jones.
Four.
Councillor Killoran.
Four.
Councillor Lamb.
Four.
Councillor Legg.
Four.
Councillor McGarry.
Four.
Councillor McKiernan.
Four.
Councillor Metcalf.
Four.
Councillor Peters.
Four.
Councillor Sankey.
Four.
Councillor Shrive.
Against.
Councillor Sylvester.
Four.
Councillor Toon.
Four.
Councillor Whittaker.
Four.
And Councillor Wildman.
Four.
Thank you. That vote is carried.
Thank you. I can now confirm that Councillor Philip Hudson has been appointed Deputy Mayor for the ensuing year. Okay. Can I ask all councillors to please bear with us at this moment? Unusually so, we are, myself and Madam Mayor, will switch off our videos while we change over. Okay, just bear with us for 5 minutes, please.
Thank you. I will now sign the Declaration of Acceptance of Office book, which will be countersigned by the Chief Executive when he's able to do so. And by doing it this way, he can actually see me sign. Thank you to my able assistant for enabling us to do that, and thank you for bearing with us. Councillors, officers and friends, first of all, may I thank you for voting me 29th Mayor of East Staffordshire. It's such a great honour to be made Mayor and first citizens of the borough, and I look forward to serving this very diverse community. I feel so privileged to be following in the footsteps of such mayors as Mr. Worthington and Mr. Bass. The office of mayor has changed since the first mayor of Burton on Trent was elected in 1878, but still remains and maintains a focal point in the life of the borough. I would next like to thank, if you'll forgive me for paraphrasing, the late great Terry Wogan, my present husband Mike, who will be my consort. Mike's unfailing good humour, enthusiasm and support have been an enormous help to in everything I've done since we got together, so I look forward to sharing it with them. I'm also pleased to announce that the Vicar of Branston, the Reverend Captain David Collier, has agreed to be my chaplain for the forthcoming year, and I'm looking forward to working with him. I'd like to include in my thanks our past Mayor and Mayoress, Colin Wildman and Jean Hyatt. Mike and I have had an excellent time as their deputies. I particularly thank Colin for stepping into the breach last year to continue his role through the pandemic. I'm also now looking forward to working with my deputies, Phil and Karen Hudson, and hope that they enjoy their year. I believe at East Staffordshire we have a fantastic team of officers who support us in our work. I'd like to thank some of the backscenes people who work so hard to enable the mayoral functions and visits go so smoothly, especially the Mayor's PA, Julie Byrne, and the team of part-time chauffeurs. Together with the legal and democratic officers, they need to be commended for being a very dedicated team who all put in so much thought and effort into their work, and I do thank them all very much. I can announce that my cadet will be Lance Corporal Lily George from the Army Cadet Force, and I look forward to meeting her and working with her. I can also announce that my two charities will be Burton YMCA and Cancer Research UK. I believe that Burton YMCA is an outstanding local charity, working tirelessly with the Borough Council, with the homeless of the borough, providing 71 units of their own supported accommodation, and running an extremely effective mediation service for families in crisis. They face the highest demand for their food bank since it was launched 20 years ago last year. But as they said in their recent webinar, they are thriving and surviving, and I'd like to add my support to that. Cancer Research UK is the world's leading cancer charity dedicated to saving lives through research. As some of you know, I am a cancer survivor. Their vision is to bring forward the day when all cancers are cured. two excellent charities whose fundraising has been dramatically cut due to the pandemic, and who I know would appreciate any help that we could give them. I would appreciate from you any help that you could give me in helping their causes. I'm sure that all former mayors will tell you that one of the most rewarding aspects of being mayor is the opportunity to meet so many of the voluntary organisations we are so privileged to have in the borough. This is certainly an area that Colin and Jean have enjoyed in their first year, unfortunately cut short last year. Mike and I have always believed in their strength and are looking forward to meeting as many as possible in the coming months. As we gradually move out of the pandemic and hopefully things start to open up, we're able to get out and about and meet as many people as possible. Some of them have worked tirelessly throughout the pandemic and their achievements need to be recognised. And if I can play a small part in that, I would be very pleased. They enrich the life of the borough, whether it's with service organisations, local charities, sports or the arts, and we must continue to encourage this volunteering. The pandemic has been an incredibly challenging time for everyone, not only in our borough or our country, but for the world. Hopefully, as conditions ease and life starts to return to whatever the new normal will be, it will be possible to get out into the community again. One of my aims is to visit every ward in the borough, so I would appreciate councillors' help in that. And the other is to welcome as many residents as possible to visit our wonderful town hall. You may have heard the phrase, yesterday is history, tomorrow is mystery, and today is a present. Let's all work together to make that present into meaningful history and look forward to the exciting mystery that is to come. Thank you very much. Now I'd like to move on to item 10. Thank you. Item 10 on the agenda, which is the vote of thanks to the past mayor and mayoress. And I'd like to invite Councillor Duncan Goodfellow to propose the motion at item 10 on the agenda for the meeting.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor, and may I extend my warm congratulations on your election. I'm sure you'll do a fantastic job. I would like to propose the following motion, that we, the Council, record our sincere appreciation for the excellent manner in which Councillor Colin Wildman has carried out his duties as the Mayor of the Borough of East Staffordshire over the last 2 years, and we acknowledge the interest he has shown in the welfare of all parts of the borough. We would particularly acknowledge his work with voluntary, charitable and sporting bodies. We also wish to place on record our thanks to Councillor Colin Wildman for representing the Council at approximately 159 events during his time in office. We also thank the Mayoress, Ms Jean Hyatt, for her help and support that she has given so readily to him during his time in office. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Leader, do I have a seconder, please? I see two hands are raised. Councillor Peters? Do you wish to second the motion, Councillor Peters?
Yes, I do, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Florence Dukes, you have your hands raised. Would you like to speak on the motion?
Please, thank you, Mayor. Congratulations. I will not be voting in support of this motion. I will be voting against it, and I'll encourage other members to do the same or at the very least abstain. We're being asked to acknowledge Councillor Wildman's sincere appreciation of the excellent manner in which Councillor Colin Wildman has carried out his duties as Mayor, and additionally acknowledge the interest he has shown in the welfare of all parts of our borough. I don't believe that to be correct. Councillor Wildman's duties as mayor are twofold. Firstly, there's his civic role, which he hasn't been able to perform because of COVID for half of his tenure. Also, the mayor's main duties are to preside over full council meetings to ensure that business can be carried out efficiently and ensure that the council meeting is a forum for the debate of matters of concern to all local community and a place in which members who are not on the cabinet are able to hold the Cabinet to account. I think in this degree, he has failed appallingly. Basically, he has bullied opposition members. He's belittled them. He's shouted at fellow councillors, particularly Councillor Chowdhury and Councillor Hussain. He deliberately mispronounced Councillor Grosvenor's name, a councillor that he's known for however many years. At the last couple of meetings, he's decided to call him Grosvenor, which is a complete insult to him personally, and I think is belittling. All this is recorded for posterity, by the way, by our council meetings being recorded. He continually interrupts opposition members mid-flow when they're speaking to motions. He's done this on several occasions to me and to other fellow opposition members, which is just plain rude. He's been rude, disrespectful. I was contacted by a female member of the public after a recent meeting to say how appalled she was at how he'd basically bullied me during a council meeting. I didn't know this woman, didn't know her at all, and she felt that incensed that she was going to put in a complaint. Whether she did or not, I don't know. But that is indicative of why we see, I believe, so few female members that are councillors. Because of attitudes like this, the bullying, it reinforces that bullying. And on that particular meeting, I think there was 20-odd, close to 30 members of the public listening in. I don't believe Councillor Wahlman acted in a responsible manner as mayor, and he did a great disservice to us as councillors. It's no wonder that very few females want to be councillors. He's also got an alarming lack of understanding of our council's constitution. This has been at the detriment to not only me representing the Horninglow and Eton, but to many councillors representing their wards also. He's not familiar with the rules of debate. He constantly gets that wrong. In terms of proposing amendments to motions during meetings, he completely gets that wrong also. In raising a point of order, he gets that wrong. Proposing motions as urgent business, he gets that wrong also. So he's done a great disservice to the people of this borough, I believe. Also, he's abused his position of mayor by, on his personal Facebook page, displaying a profile picture of him in his mayoral regalia, in his robes and his chains, and at the same time advertising his private gardening business. That's a major misjudgment of his role as councillor, and I think that's a real abuse of his role as councillor. But worryingly, he's prevented me and other members bringing amendments to motions falsely quoting the constitution, which is abhorrent, I think. I'm sure I can see all the usual suspects' hands up with their choruses of isn't he a jolly good fellow, their pre-scripted, pre-rehearsed choruses of, oh no, he's a great mayor. And I'm sure from their perspective, he is a great mayor because he's managed to shut down the opposition in so many ways. And I think that has been absolutely awful for all of us. We've all been democratically voted in equally, and yet he's silenced opposition members. He treats opposition members with disdain while treating members of his own party with reverence. And that can't be right. So I'm really heartened to hear the incumbent mayor, and I'm really hoping that she treats all councillors, no matter what colour rosette they're wearing, or none in my case, with the same respect and allows a proper debate in this council, because Councillor Wahlman certainly hasn't. And for those that are endorsing this vote of thanks, then they need to ask themselves a few questions, because they're endorsing bullying, they're endorsing incorrect behaviour in this council chamber. The mayor should take the lead in all matters to do with the council. And when that mayor isn't fair, doesn't treat others with the same respect, then that is a major disservice. So I would encourage people to either vote against this or at the very least abstain, because I certainly will be voting against it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. I think we might have some other opinions here. Councillor Peters, would you like to express your feelings, please?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll come back to what Councillor Florence Duke said in a moment, but I know when Colin Wildman became the Mayor of East Staffordshire that he wouldn't disappoint the community or the residents of East Staffordshire. Colin, as I am, are true Burtonians. He is passionate about wanting to serve his town and support all of his charities to the best of his ability. He is a caring man, and that is that what makes him the man he is today. I pay tribute to the way he has chaired and managed our council meetings. I say that he has been fair and given everyone the opportunity to speak, and I make this point despite on occasion some of us being robust in our approach, but he has answered them in a fair and meaningful manner. Colin has been our mayor for the past 2 years, and that has been during unprecedented times. I hope this last year and during the recent lockdown periods won't distract from the contribution he has made as Mayor of East Staffordshire. During his time as Mayor, I want to pay tribute to his consort, Jean. She has always been by his side, and I would suspect been a very active person organising Colin's diary. One final point I suspect our past Mayor, Councillor Colin Wildman, will be remembered for by us all is when we make our way to the council chamber and see possibly two portraits of him hung on the wall. Councillor Colin Wildman, I want you to know from my own perspective of you, we are on the dream ticket in Brislingcote. I don't recognise any of the words that Councillor Florence Dukes aimed at you. She is somewhat biased in her comments, I would suggest, and I would like to reassure you from my own point of view, and I'm sure the rest of the group and many in the chamber, that you are a fair, fit, reasonable mayor and person. Thank you, Colin, for being our mayor during such unprecedented times. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Peters. Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I don't normally speak to the thanks to past mayors. I might, if it had been a colleague, a ward colleague of mine, I obviously would speak. But I made my mind up a couple of weeks ago that I would speak on this occasion. So I haven't raised my hand because of what Councillor Florence Dukes has said. I wanted to let you know that I'm happy to support the motion, but I also wanted to express my personal gratitude to Colin Wildman for stepping forward and taking on a second term, which must have come with some personal sacrifice to do that. So I'm very grateful for that. I'm sure the majority of the council are as well. And for the fact that the way you adapted to this new virtual media that we have to use. And I believe you did it very, very well indeed. So I'm grateful for that as well. I do now have to say something in response to what Councillor Florence Dukes has said. I don't feel I've been bullied by the past mayor. And I don't think I can remember any of my group being bullied and shouted at by the past mayor. I think Councillor Florence Dukes has seized her moment in a public meeting. We know what's coming up soon in a week's time. She's used this, and I think she's used it in a very shameful and disrespectful fashion. I'm really, really shocked that you needed to say all of that when You clearly said you don't believe in the role as mayor in the last two votes, and you said nothing, and that was quite okay, as my colleague Councillor Fletcher said. But then,
don't interrupt me, please.
It's the sort of thing we have to have protocols, because you keep interrupting everybody. So I think it's shameful, and I think it's disrespectful, and I would urge other members of the council to totally ignore those remarks. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Fitzpatrick. Councillor Clark.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I, quite frankly, flabbergasted at the conduct of Councillor Florence Dukes tonight. I think it's totally out of order. This isn't the time or place to raise those concerns. There are proper channels in which she could have done. I think some of the comments she made are out of order and purely opportunistic. The position of mayor is one of honour and pride, and I know that having spoken to Councilwoman on numerous occasions and spoken to him about some of the events he's attended, that it is a pride and a passion and a role that he has held very highly for the past 2 years. He had to step up in very difficult circumstances to extend his term, as Councillor Fitzpatrick said, at personal cost to himself. I think any accusation of wrongdoing on his social media is utterly disgraceful. And I think if that was the case, that you felt like that, Councillor Florence Dukes, there are proper channels in which you could have raised it. There are times and places to do so. I think it's disgraceful. Don't interrupt me. I think if we gave you the courtesy to go on that, quite frankly, despicable rant, you can give us the courtesy to listen back. I think your comments were downright disrespectful, and I think you should be ashamed of how you've conducted yourself tonight. I think ending on a positive note,
this
I think Councillor...
your group, because the bullying people like you.
Councillor Florence Dukes, if you continue to do that, I shall exclude you from the meeting. Do not interrupt other councillors. They had the courtesy to listen to you, so have the courtesy, please, to listen to them. Will you continue, please, Councillor Clark?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to end this on a more positive note, and I'd like to just personally thank Councillor Wildman and also Jean throughout the past 2 years. It was about a year ago now when I got fortunately promoted to the role of chairman of one of our scrutiny committees, and having only had one meeting that I actually chaired in person and all of the rest of them being held virtually, I'd often look to Councillor Wildman and how he conducted himself on these meetings, and I've spoken to him numerous times on the phone as well. I think he's had to chair these meetings during some very difficult circumstances. I think there's been some difficult topics that have come up, and I think he's done it with admiration and with a skill, and that I hope that I conduct myself in the same regard as himself. And to be honest, I would be pleased if I could hold myself to chair the meetings that I do half as well as he does. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Clark. Councillor Rowland.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I would just like to place on record my gratitude for Councillor Wildman, the way that Councillor Wildman, the way that he's performed and the way that he's chaired the meetings for the last 2 years. It's been a very difficult 2 years. I know, speaking to him last year, he was very disappointed in his first year as mayor being curtailed, and he wished to carry on for the next 2 years. I know conversations with yourself, Madam Mayor, that we all thought and saw that it was going to be difficult to have a normal period of mayorship. And even now, we haven't seen that for the last 2 years. It's been very difficult. But the last 2 years have been very difficult for another reason. And that other reason is for the frankly disgusting outburst that we've just seen from minority members of the council chamber, refusing to accept the majority and cannot abide with an alternative view. That is the other reason that the last 2 years have been very difficult for Councillor Wildman. And I must say, he has performed and chaired the meetings perfectly well. I don't recognise any of the comments that Councillor Florence Dukes has made. But I would just like to put on record my thanks and gratitude to him for performing and representing the borough in the ways that he has over a difficult period when he hasn't been able to get out. I know he's utterly happiness about Burton and East Staffordshire, more so than anyone. I don't think I've met anybody that's as passionate about Burton as Councillor Bowman is and the borough. So I think he's an excellent job as mayor for 2 years, and I don't think he should have two pictures on the staircase. I think he should have one that's twice the size, but I'll leave that to Ogden to deal with. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Allen. Councillor Faulkner, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd like to echo the comments that made by Councillor Peters, Councillor Fitzpatrick, Councillor Clark and Councillor Allen. In my time on the council, I've found Councillor Colin Wideman to be honest, open and transparent and always helpful. I've always found him to have the thoughts and the best interests of all residents in heart, and he's gone out of his way to actually serve those residents. And for Councillor Florence Duke to make an attack on his integrity is shameful. I think it's a condemnation of her, and it is, as Councillor Fitzpatrick said, because of a particular reason. Now, I'll go back to a meeting we had a couple of meetings ago where she told me in council about some homeless people that she'd been told about by John Anderson, Councillor John Anderson. And what she did that night was exactly the same as she'd done tonight, showboating. She should have reported those homeless people as soon as she heard about them. I'm sure every member here would have done that and not waited for a council meeting before identifying it. If those people had been really homeless, they could have been desperately in trouble and needed help immediately, not wait for a council meeting before trying to upshow someone. And it's, once again, typical of Councillor Florence Duke's attitude and her total disregard for the respect that she should show for other members. And I am absolutely outraged by it. It's appalling.
Thank you, Councillor Faulkner. I'm very concerned about the tone of some of these comments. And I hope people will be more careful than our first councillor in the context and the content of what they're saying. This should be a joyous occasion. It should not be denigrated in the way that it seems to be being denigrated tonight. Can I ask Councillor Fletcher to speak now, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have to say, I have often disagreed with Councillor Florence Dukes, but until today, I did have a great respect for her. Despite the fact that she can't seem to make up her mind whether she's Conservative, Labour. Yes, Labour. She did try to be a member. She was a member of the Labour Party for a few months, until she found she couldn't stand because all the posts had been filled, Independent or UKIP. Tonight, I have to tell you, Denise, that respect has gone. And the fact that you're laughing like a hyena at the moment makes it even worse. So now let's get on to the point of this. I'm happy to support the motion. I think Councillor Colin Wildman has conducted himself throughout his term in office with great dignity and controlled council meetings fairly. I particularly note the way he handled some very difficult meetings when certain members seemed hell-bent on making it difficult for him and whose only agenda at times seemed to be full of bitterness and hell-bent on revenge. He conducted himself with great dignity at that time, with great patience, far better than I think I could have done under those circumstances. I'm only grateful that we haven't got a full council meeting in the council chamber or in the town hall where the public are present, because whatever your views about former mayors, past mayors, you don't use that as a time to put forward the kind of views that Councillor Florence Dukes has put forward. Like everybody else, Denise, I think it's a disgrace, and I hope you'll sit back and think about it and maybe reconsider whether this is the right place for you to do that. Colin, you have my full support in this. I think you've done a very good job in very difficult circumstances, and I'm not noted for my giving great praise to Conservatives at any time.
Thank you, Councillor Fletcher. Councillor McGarry.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and congratulations on becoming the 29th Mayor of East Staffordshire Council. As a fellow serving Mayor, I would definitely like to endorse this vote of thanks to Councillor Colin Wildman and Mrs Jean Hyatt for serving in this position of the SBC Mayor for a period of two years, one of which has been an extremely difficult year. I've had the pleasure and honour to know Colin now for the last 6 years and have watched him support not only his ward, but also the borough before and during the pandemic. And I know he will continue to do so until the next election. Both himself and Mrs Jean Hyatt have worked tirelessly for his charities despite this unprecedented time. And I know that more than most. Personally, Colin and Jean, I am in awe of the position both you have held over the last 2 years, and in particular, in awe of your professionalism. I am a woman councillor, and I have not found this to be an obstacle during my service, and I am appalled and disgusted with the comments made earlier with regard to female councillors from Councillor Florence Jukes. Lastly, I would like to pass on my congratulations to Colin Wildman and Jean Hyatt. You have been absolutely amazing advocates for this council. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor McGarry. Councillor Grosvenor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and welcome to your first debate, Baptism of Fire, I guess. So I'm mindful of your comments where you requested that members had comments that were respectful. So let me give you my reasons for not supporting this motion this evening in a respectful and factual manner. Motions for debate are just that, motions for debate, and members of the council need to realise that you will get members speaking in favour of them and members speaking against them, as is their will and their right, regardless of what their political group or political party is. Councillor Allen referenced the fact that minority members couldn't accept the fact that majority ruled. Well, from a minority point of view, the issue is that the minority opinion is being overlooked and overridden. And I believe that this is what Councillor Wildman has done in his term of office. And I won't be supporting the motion tonight. In fact, Councillor Fletcher himself gave me reason to not support it tonight at the last meeting, where Councillor Wildman rejected my motion without even giving me a reason for rejecting the motion into the debate on Utopia Master Plan, when Councillor Fletcher said, "We won't forget this, Mr Mayor." Well, if you're going to say the words, "We won't forget it," Councillor Fletcher, then you have to demonstrate the words. And I myself will not forget it. Tonight, we've had two quotes earlier on. The Mayor himself, where he quoted Rule 16, where members should be allowed to speak for 10 minutes. He did not enact this rule at the last council meeting and cut me off after 8 minutes when I was speaking against, on a motion and against the motion, purely because I was speaking against the Conservative motion. I believe Councillor Wildman cut me off when I was speaking against Councillor Allen's corporate plan. Councillor Wildman may not agree with that, and I can see from his facial expression he doesn't, but he cut me off before the 10 minutes ended. In addition tonight, we've heard from the chaplain, who said we should make decisions for the whole of the borough. I don't believe Councillor Wildman has done that. Two motions were presented by people of Uttoxeter who are greatly concerned with their master plan. Both times, Councillor Wildman rejected those motions for debate because they were against the Conservative controlling group's master plan. The last time he rejected the motion for debate, he didn't even have the courtesy of giving me a reason for rejecting it, just said he'd rejected it. I'm afraid that goes against the principles of being first citizen of the borough, representing the whole of East Staffordshire, and being fair to everybody. Councillor Peters, I think, gave it away when he said, "We are true Burtonians, Councillor Wallam and I." Is that the reason, perhaps, he ignored Uttoxeter? He said, "We should benefit the people of East Staffordshire." That's Councillor Peters. I don't believe Councillor Wallam has done that. I believe Councillor Wallam has represented his Conservative group. I believe he's been political in his role of mayor. He's overlooked the people of Uttoxeter. he's rejected two motions for debate when people of Uttoxeter were greatly concerned about the master plan that's going to affect them for the next 20 or 30 years. And he did it purely because I was speaking against the Conservative policy which has brought that master plan in. Can't forgive that. The people of Uttoxeter won't forgive that. And I don't give him thanks tonight. Two sentences in the second paragraph. The excellent manner in which Councillor Wileman has carried out his role as mayor. I don't believe he's carried out his role as mayor. The interest he has carried out and shown for the welfare of all parts of the borough. He's not shown interest in welfare for all parts of the borough. He's excluded Uttoxeter. He's excluded a master plan debate. And I will not be voting for it this evening.
Hot kettle black. Hell hath no fury like an ex-Conservative leader.
Point of order, Madam Mayor. Councillor Fletcher, just have that mute,
please, unless you've been asked to speak. Councillor Fletcher, please mute yourself.
I apologise, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Gould, please.
Well, I would like to start by saying that I fully support this motion going forward. I do believe that Councillor Wileman has given everyone the true courtesy and respect that they deserved during our council debates. And I would like to give thanks for that, as I echo a fellow colleague and say, I too am a female councillor and I have not felt bullied at all by being within the council chambers or any motions that have come forward or indeed any conduct that we've had in any of our committees. So I'd just like to say to Jean and to Colin, well done. You have done 2 years through great difficulties and you have done it with the best of what you could have offered us. And that is by being genuine, by being honest and by being great people. And you have done this for the whole of the borough. And I would just like to give my thanks and enjoy a bit of time. Just a little bit away from the spotlight of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Gould. Councillor Greg Hall.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. First, can I congratulate you on your election as Mayor this evening. I've always been very fond of you as a fellow councillor, and I know you've done an excellent job of being a councillor over your time. And I remember very well the job that you did as mayor previously, and I think that you've started off this evening on a very positive note from your personal point of view. So look forward to hearing more of that, and I know you'll be fair to everybody. Councillor Wileman, Mr. Mayor, former mayor, I know that being the mayor of East Staffordshire is something that is very dear to you. And I know that you've taken it very seriously. And I know that you have conducted yourself to the best of your abilities under some fairly heavy pressure over the last year or two. And I think you've done that to the best of your ability and you have conducted yourself as best you can at all times. So I'm very happy to support the motion. Thank you very much, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hall. Councillor Sankey.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I rarely speak in for council meetings. However, tonight I feel I must speak. I've in the past, prior to becoming a councillor, I've worked in a number of councils in different parts of the country. And one overriding situation of all those councils was that the councillors supported the area, supported the borough, and they were proud of that, and everybody worked together for the benefit of that. I felt tonight that some people were not, and I was bitterly disappointed in some of the responses. I found that they should really consider their position and why they're doing this, and I feel that they shouldn't, if they can't support a council and what the borough is trying to do and the hard work that people are doing, they shouldn't be there, and I feel quite strongly about that, Madam Mayor. As for the motion, I fully support this. I found that the times that I've asked Councillor Wileman for advice on certain points, he has been very supportive. We have had one or two points where we've disagreed on finer points, but to be honest, we've had discussions amicably professionally, and he's done a first-class job. So I fully support this motion, Madam Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Sankey. We haven't got any more hands raised. I think it's time to move. Oh, sorry, Councillor Goodfellow, did you want to speak?
Yes, if Madam Mayor, thank you. If everybody's finished speaking, obviously I've got a right of reply as proposer of the motion. I'm not going to give any more credence to some of the opening comments made in this debate, but what I am going to do is I'm just going to read out some words to you that members have spoken this evening, which I personally think reflect Colin and Jean. Caring, fair, honour, genuine, pride, honest, honesty, professionalism, passionate, skill, open, transparent, and respect. So I give my personal thanks to Colin and Jean for 2 years of hard work and service to our borough. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Goodfellow. I presume there aren't any more councillors who'd like to speak on the motion. So we will move to the vote. Andrea, could you read out the names in alphabetical order, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillor Aykroyd.
Four.
Councillor Allen.
Four.
Councillor Ashcroft.
Four.
Councillor Barker.
Four.
Councillor Beach.
Four.
Councillor Brady.
Four.
Councillor Bilth.
Four.
Councillor Chowdhury.
Four.
Councillor Clark.
Four.
Councillor Faulkner.
Four.
Councillor Fitzpatrick.
Four.
Councillor Fletcher.
Four.
Councillor Florence Dukes.
Against.
Councillor Gaskin.
Four.
Councillor Goodfellow.
Four.
Councillor Gould.
Four.
Councillor Grosvenor.
Against.
Councillor Greg Hall.
Four.
Councillor Helen Hall.
Four.
Councillor Hudson.
Four.
Councillor Hussain.
Four.
Councillor Jones.
Four.
Councillor Killoran.
Four.
Councillor Lamb.
Four.
Councillor Legg.
Four.
Councillor McGarry.
Four.
Councillor McKiernan.
Four.
Councillor Metcalf.
Four.
Councillor Peters.
Four.
Councillor Sankey.
Four.
Councillor Shrive.
Against.
Councillor Sylvester.
Four.
Councillor Toon.
Four.
Councillor Whittaker.
Four.
Councillor Wildman.
Not surprisingly, I'm four.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. That vote is carried.
Thank you very much, Andrea. And it was overwhelmingly carried, I am pleased to say. So I'd now like to ask Councillor Colin Mark Wildman to respond.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm not going to rise to the bait that was sent by a couple of councillors. So, dear councillors and officers, first of all, I want to thank you for electing me as mayor in May 2019. Of course, at that time, we had no idea what the future held for us all. It personally has been an absolute honour and historic privilege for me, a boy born in an enterist house in Richmond Street in the heart of Burton, to be the mayor, not just of Burton, but the whole of East Staffordshire. As mayor and mayoress, myself and Jean have been amazed and humbled to see for ourselves the myriad of wonderful, hard-working charities dedicated to ensuring the most vulnerable in our society are protected and cared for within our borough. Our two charities were St Giles and Crest, and we're proud to have been able to raise a significant amount of money for each. In these times of the pandemic, those funds, as we all know, are desperately needed. And I thank you all of the people in particular who have contributed, supported and given to the Mayor's charities by attending our events, donating prizes and raffles, etc. One of the highlights, of course, was the sellout Mayor's Ball back in October 2019, which ended with our guests, the Royal Navy crew of the nuclear submarine HMS Victorious, giving us an on-stage rendition of the YMCA and in the Navy. A lot of money was raised and a great night was had by all. First of all, a word about my charities. St Giles, as we all know, do wonderful work caring and supporting and helping not just patients, but families and loved ones coping with end of life and with palliative care. Crest, on the other hand, are a little known Burton-based charity dedicated to helping and supporting people with learning difficulties. Their families and they use opportunities through sport and a variety of those things. They also maintain a holiday home in Wales, providing respite care for the whole family. Once again, the funds raised are desperately needed, especially, again, during the pandemic. We have been, myself and Jean, we have been privileged to meet countless volunteer groups who are working selfishly under the radar. Literally, people don't know they're there. They're working under the radar with minimal funding and who are far, far too many to mention, giving great support to the vulnerable people, again, that live in our borough. We as Mayor and Mayoress wish to thank our Mayor's cadet, Oliver Thexton, for his attendance during our year, always looking immaculate in his dress uniform, a total credit to the Burton Air Cadet Squadron. Thank you to Oliver and his family. Of course, there are many people I wish to thank, and councillors, please bear with me while I do this. First of all, and in no particular order, the Mayor's PA, Julie Byrne, who makes sure the Mayor and his diary are up to date and that we are fully informed ahead of our mayoral engagements. Julie also played a significant part in arranging the Mayor's Ball and many of our charity events. So thank you, Julie. Then, of course, making sure we arrived at our engagements on time and in a dignified manner, myself and the Mayoress wish to put on record our special thanks to the Mayor's chauffeurs and attendants. Again, in no particular order, Gary, the mace bearer, Nigel, Gordon, Pete, Anne, and Gabriel, our excellent chauffeurs. We thank you all for helping us represent the borough of East Staffordshire and keeping us safe and secure. I, as former mayor, would also like to put on record my thanks to the Chief Executive, Andy O'Brien, and the Council's Monitoring Officer, Angela Wakefield, whose totally independent advice, guidance, to me, has been unwavering and invaluable, ensuring our council complies with all the rules and regulations. And also special thanks to Democratic Services Officer, Andrew Davis, particularly during full council meetings, ensuring our meetings run smoothly. Thanks also to Monica Hinchcliffe, Democratic Services Officer, for her training sessions that she joined with Andrea as well. Without all of the above working together, the Mayor and Mayoress and the Mayor's Council could not operate efficiently as they do. However, there is one person, of course, that I cannot leave without saying a great big thank you to, and that is, of course, my Mayoress, who's beside me now, Jean. Without her valuable support and absolute wonderful smile and making sure that when we meet people, they always feel that they are the full focus of our attention. She has been absolutely wonderful, and I thank you very, very much. Okay, thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Wildman. Well, what a lovely speech, thank you. And now, obviously we're drawing to the end of the meeting. In normal circumstances, I would be able to invite you all down to the parlour in the muniments room for a glass of something. Shan't be able to do that tonight. I hope you might
be around the corner, Madam Mayor. I'll be there in 2 minutes.
Thank you. I thought we might be able to share a glass ourselves. But I would just now like to declare this meeting closed.